The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Oops, I did it again. It's my episode. I'm fucking ripped.
Dude. You cannot do that when I got a mouthful. I literally just choked on that piece of chicken, dude.
Listen,
that's a throwback, everybody.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We need to make him stop singing because some music executive is going to steal him from us.
Can I share an embarrassing secret real quick about Britney Spears? So until I was
did you sleep with her?
No, I wish. I had a huge crush on her. She's the only... I'm not a person who's into celebrity shit at all. At all. I do not get wowed.
You had a crush on Britney Spears.
But I went through a little phase. And the phase was somewhere, I think, I want to say between like 19 and like 24-ish. Maybe 5. Maybe push to 5. No. 24-ish.
Liar. 34.
And I used to have like posters of her still in my room.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You had posters?
I was a grown ass man already owning his home and stuff already. Posters of Britney Spears.
Brittany, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
Like a little Adam's 8x10 picture. I had a thing for her when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Debbie Gibson, but that's back when I was like 12.
Debbie, man, you just dated yourself.
Whoa, yeah, dude.
I was like 12. Yeah. Debbie Gibson and fuck. What's the other one's name? The red hair, the girls you sing in the malls.
Oh,
Tiffany.
Right, Tiffany.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she was hot back
then.
That's
old school, man.
Yeah, by the time Britney Spears was out, I was like,
I like that. I always liked that Madonna video where she's crawling and then licks the milk.
Madonna did that?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Madonna did everything.
People know what I'm talking about.
All right, dude. Justin's episode. Right here.
This is your episode, bro. We got to talk
about
you.
It's what I'm doing. Yeah. Everybody.
So what's going on, man? You're still doing the program. You're still eating.
I'm still doing
property.
It. I mean, yeah.
Should we talk about what happened off air earlier when Adam was grilling you a little bit about the macros and you're talking about your keeping track of your macros and you're feeling shitty. Like this is the part that you feel crappy.
Let's bring that up.
Yeah.
It really is like a pain in my ass. Like. To go through that every day, like, and I understand now the relevance of it because when you really get specific, you see specific things, you know, that that stand out and stuff. And so, it's just tough because you're putting all this effort in and making sure that you're within your range, and then you're working out on top of that, and then maybe you're introducing a little more cardio. Like all this stuff is starting to add up to time lengths, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm still going 100% business, 100% family, 100% obligations and whatnot, events and all these different things in my life. And this is just another one of those things where I'm like, my head's going to explode.
You were also saying how, because now this is what, week 6? Are we in week 6 yet?
No.
It's 5.
It's the beginning.
It's
the beginning of week 6.
Beginning. You were talking about how this is the part that sucks because, you know, rather than first you see like the fat loss and now it's like you just feel weaker.
Yeah, I feel kind of weak even though I'm like, I just feel like I'm there. Like my body is there in the gym lifting, but I don't really feel, I feel less, you know how you get passionate like to go to the gym, you're like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, knock this one out. It's more like, okay, I'm getting in my car, I'm going to do this and make it happen. And then you look at the mirror and it's kind of like, wow, I look the same.
Yeah. This is what separates the men from the boys.
So
right
you just got to, man, get over the mental BS and trudge on, man. I'm just trying to make it to the end and show these people what's up.
What time it is?
Yeah, he says it lightheartedly, but that's something we talked about that off air because this is something that I struggled big time with. And when I started getting into the competing, and I had to continue on. So in the past, the way you feel right now, this is typically when you kind of would normally.
This is when you'd stop.
You wouldn't necessarily stop completely, but you would just say, ah, fuck it, right?
That's what I mean.
Go out to eat somewhere or miss a workout, whatever, you know, kind of let off the throttle maybe a couple days, like not really pay attention to what you're doing, counting your calories or anything like that. This is when you do that. And it's crazy because people tend to do that right here because of the little bit of discouragement. You come out the gates, you feel like you're gaining muscle and you're leaning out, you know, you're seeing strength gains, also that. But now, like, I mean, you're running low. Your body's catabolic right now, probably a good majority of the day. Yes. So, and part of that, what people don't realize is that, you know, especially a bigger guy like yourself or any of us that are sitting at this table, decently sized guys, over 200 pounds, you have large muscle bellies. And those muscle bellies, when you're over-consuming and you're eating and feeding like we like to feel.
That's a great point.
You are completely...
Great point.
You're filled up. So those... Yeah. And that's 65% of your bellies are basically carbohydrates inside your muscle.
Water,
bellies,
carbohydrates, right? All that stuff.
Yes. So when we're eating like the average American, which most Americans are eating in a surplus all the time, or they're pretty much filled up, they don't ever see this really until you start doing what you're doing right now, where you've been in a deficit for a long period of time. So you've slowly drained... You're pulling all of this glycogen out. Everything's getting pulled out right now. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is you have this flat look to you. Mm-hmm. And you get a flat look.
Are you saying that I look flat?
Yeah. Well, and what happens is...
A cup.
Because it's all sucked out like that, you don't tend to see the same change as fast. But yet it's still happening. And internally, it's happening right now. You're still shredding fat. You are getting leaner. You are getting in better shape. But it doesn't look as appealing because your muscle bellies aren't filled out. If you were to go load up right now and eat...
If you just ate a massive carbohydrate meal tomorrow, you'd wake up and be like, I'm yacked.
Yeah. Shit, in a couple hours, you'd see it. And within a couple hours, you'd already start to see yourself to fill out and feeling better. But you would also take a step back in the direction which you're ultimately trying to go, which is to continue to shred out and lean out right now. In the whole idea of this whole thing over, you know, the small time frame is, you know, trying to lean out as much as you can, as fast as you can in that shorter period of time. So in order for you to do this, which this reminds me of prepping for a show. When I have a date, I have 6 weeks, I got a show time.
You just do it.
There is no, and you know what? Up until that point, I never had to have that switch.
Yeah.
So when I would start to kind of feel, I don't like the way I'm looking, I'm getting smaller, and I would let that fuck with my head, and then I would go switch my diet up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what everyone didn't get the chance to really hear is I was kind of preaching this to Justin because I feel him. I know where he's going through it. And it's like, you just got to power through this. You have to believe in how smart you are. You know what you're doing. You know you're on the right path. You got to try, have faith, blind faith, and continue to push through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. I think, and people need to hear that from other people too, in order to make sure, like, for me, even as much as I know, you know, it's always good to have an outside looking in sort of perspective.
Always.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, yeah, it's different. I mean, for me, like, going through this, a lot of my challenges and lots of experimentation and things like that, like I've been noting, and this is all stuff that like people have been asking a bit about intermittent fasting. And so that's something that I've done a lot more research in, and just running off this like secondary metabolism, right? Like it's such a different process.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's like, I guarantee like over 90% of people haven't even gone through that where they're not like constantly
fed
in the fed state.
Yep.
It's like this fasted state is like, oh my God, all these like alarms go off and like it's horrible.
Well, we've said this already, but we're getting ready to release that. Our fasting guide, nutrition survival guide on fasting.
Yes. And I wanted to share, at least, I don't know, some people have asked on the thread, just resources and ways to tackle certain methods, and so it's a very sort of a straightforward guide that I wanted to kind of show like ways for people to do research and give them proper tools to do their own self-experimentation. I mean, that's really the point of like any materials we've given and provided people.
Oh, we're teaching people how to
exactly.
fish.
Exactly. Yeah. We're trying to, and I love that analogy because it's so true. That's how my training is as well. Like, I don't want to have all the answers for you. Like, and you just follow like my only pathway. Like I can steer you in the direction, but then again, you need to take hold of the wheel.
Yeah.
You're really going to learn. You need to like take that to accelerate.
You don't want to be a robot. And this is for the listeners. You don't want to be a robot following exactly what someone tells you to do, especially if you're looking for long-term success.
Mm-hmm.
You want a guide. You want someone to teach you how to learn, to show you where the pitfalls are, what to avoid, mm-hmm. and the directions you should look. Because ultimately, every person's body is a little different.
Yeah, we all have so many variables.
There's general truths that are out there, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But on an individual basis, the variance between individuals can be so dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. How about your workouts? What have they looked like this week? What's been different, or you know, challenges?
Are you seeing any strength losing strength yet? Or are you?
I'm kind of like plateaued, I would say, like strength wise. Like
that's actually, which is normal.
That's impressive. That's happy. That's you should impressive. Be happy, bro. You know, okay. I'm normally by this time I'm already starting to like.
I mean, it's like teetering towards down.
Yeah, grabbing lighter weight, like, and that's depressing, dude. It's depressing to have to go grab lighter weight.
Part of that
because I've lost weight, so over you know.
I bet pound for pound, your strength is probably, is it, would you say
so pound for pound? So probably pound for pound, yeah. But like, again, we mentioned on like the first update, yeah. That was one of those things, like, you know, when I start.
You don't give a shit.
I'm just like looking at the weights.
That actually demonstrates, actually demonstrates the effectiveness of the workout. Because when you can maintain strength or lose very little strength, especially at a massive deficit, because I don't care how much muscle you have, mm-hmm. when you're at a deficit, it just doesn't have as much fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So you should and you will tend to, unless you're a total beginner and you've never lifted weights and you get lots of central nervous system adaptation, you're going to notice some weakness. But the fact that you haven't seen a lot of that is that's a testament to how effective the programs are.
Yeah, and I think too, like changing that from phase one to phase two and like, you know, increasing my reps, it allowed me to kind of stay within just changing that up helped me to keep focused on a different type of stimulus and strength wise. And so that's helped me as far as like, you know, keeping my strength and size and all that kind of stuff.
Do you work out alone or do you work out with anyone?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so it kind of both, like I'll work out by myself, most of the compound lifts and then I actually work out with my wife quite a bit because.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that's just for me to make that work, I have to like bring everybody else up around me.
Yeah.
And so that was I remember a question on the thread was like, well, how do you keep, you know, keep from everybody like pulling you away from your program or.
You bring them in.
You bring them into it. you take them in and you say, hey, I'm going to get you looking good as well and let's do this. And so she kind of bought in and then. I mean, she'll do some heavy squats with me and she'll do deadlifts and she'll do some. So she's already seen improvements and likes it. And, but yeah, obviously it's at a lower intensity when I'm training with her, but
we have yet to,
it's
all,
good.
We have yet to all the three of us work out or even four of us. Well, you know,
let's wait until I'm like fed.
We need to have, well, yeah, see, fuck.
There's the ego. The ego again right there.
You know what though? You know what though?
Cause I know you're going to like, watch this guy. He'll start throwing plates on for his deadlift.
Well, this guy, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I already told you.
Tell me about ego. Let's all do this.
Oh, we're going light, right?
No. We're going
light today. All the hot chicks walk by. Hey, Adam, go ahead and throw a couple more 45s on there real quick. Bro. I'm like, whoa, bro. I thought we were going light today.
Listen, everybody has a different light. That's my light, bro.
That's my light. That's my warm up with, dude.
We were ripping five plates on the east side, bro. Deadlifts, bro. Lightweight, dude.
Like, see, that's what I'm afraid of because then I'll get totally geared into that. I'm like, that'll fuel my competitive button. I got a big one. So, we got to be careful with that.
This reminds me too. Okay, this is also why we talked about this before, right? How I constantly am changing my routine up, right? I know this is different. This is very different than Sal. I know Sal does, and you too, because you're very performance based, and he likes to see strength gains. Where I don't experience that as much. I mean, and I've experienced that more since I've been hanging out with you guys than ever because I went on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Just to increase my squat and deadlift.
Uh-huh.
Just
which, by the way, you're back.
Which you have.
Hold on. Yes. I got to say this, dude, on air because I'm not. This I showed Doug your back picture from before.
Dude, his back's a huge.
Your back looks way fucking different. Yeah. Oh, even no, right now in your shirt, you have a turtle shell right now.
Yeah, no, my back is it's mission accomplished. It was
isn't
my
that
so
crazy?
The two focus points on this last maps phase where I changed it, right? And I switch up and now this was legs and it was my back. So those are my two primary focuses. And I definitely saw some major gains. And part of that, I contribute to being more strength and performance focused. And obviously, of course, I increased a ton more volume and everything like that. That's all obvious to me. The reason why I don't like training like that is because it can be very, because you're constantly, you're like, okay, I deadlift on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I'm
focused on increase your load.
I just freaking hurt myself again. Okay?
What?
Yeah, just a minor, nothing major, just enough though for me to rack it and call it a day. And it's because both times I got under the squat this last two times out of my squatting, I was like way less than I was. I was up to like 350, right? And mm-hmm. I had 315 on the other day, and I was like, I could feel like something like popping in my glute, and it freaked me out. And I tried to push through it. It happened again. I'm like, you know what? Like, here we go again. This is why I don't train this way. Right, and right. Part of the reason why I don't like to train that way is because of that. And then when I get where you're at right now, and you talk about noticing that. Well, when you're always changing it, when you're cutting, you don't really notice it. Because
you're changing so much.
Yeah, I'm changing so much. It's rare that I ever return back to a bench press lifting heavy this in the same order, the same whatever. Like, I don't know. It was like, months ago, right?
Here's the secret with heavy lifting. But yes, heavy lifting, if done properly and cycled in properly, you're going to build a shitload of dense. It makes muscles look really dense.
Yeah, mine look different. We talked about this too.
They look hard, like granite, but here's the secret. The secret is to not stop when your strength gains stop. The secret is to stop before that. So if I'm squatting and I'm making all these strength gains, I'm telling myself I'm going to have two more heavy workouts and then I'm going to cycle myself out. Even if that last work, even if the second workout, I'm like, holy shit, yeah. I'm getting so strong. I still cycle out of it, because if you don't and you keep pushing yourself, you will encounter that where you can feel that, where you can start to get those injuries.
And it's one of those things too. Like, just experience it now, like more focused on just, getting away from my strengths too is been real eye opening for me. Like to go back and then do maybe some strength focus. Like, I do have improvements in the lift that are noticeable. So it's so important to make sure that you don't follow the same regimen and not, periodically change it up.
You know who's tripping out the most over training that way is our female members.
Oh yeah,
they're the ones that are being. I mean, there's guys that we have on the forum that are telling us about how.
I actually wanted to do this for this episode. I wanted to actually count up and see how many females we have to males, and I think we have more females.
We do. We have.
I get way more. The most text messages and inboxes come from females telling me that they're breaking PRs.
Yep.
They absolutely love the program. I was just talking.
We have women on there that are posting pictures of themselves or videos of themselves squatting 225, deadlifting 225.
Deadlifting, I saw a couple of those.
Front squatting, 135. These are chicks that are like 130 pounds.
It's
like,
so awesome.
You go into any gym in America, you're not going to find a chick squatting two plates, a full squat. You don't see that very often. And these are women that were squatting less than one plate.
Yeah.
And they're hitting these numbers in a very short period of time. There's that one guy that was on there. I can't remember his name, but he's like, "Oh, my dream was to be able to deadlift 315, and by the end of phase one, I was deadlifting 365."
So rad,
crazy. I mean, ridiculous type of stuff. But the girls are the ones that are tripping out the most, and they're not getting big and bulky. They're all getting really tight, is what they're saying, and that's it, man. That's it.
I mean, even just like I was saying, when I was training my wife, like, she only had like a 10 on each side at doing a back squat, and now she's up to like. Past one, like 155.
Wow.
Yeah. And like repping it out. I told you.
And you get to reap the benefits.
Oh, yeah. And now she's wearing tighter pants. Booyah.
Boo. It's like when your wife comes to train, because my wife will do this, she'll be like, I want to work on this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. And in my mind, I'm like, no. We're gonna work ass.
So I know you're I know we'll post this because we always do underneath your picture, but do you know your weight difference from this week from last week? Are you down any pounds at all? Or?
Yeah, I'm down. So I'm down the last time was 223, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm at 220.
Oh wow, that's perfect.
That is perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So you can see it in your face. Every time I see you, your face looks different.
Good, because that's what I, and that's, you remember last time, I think it was, you mentioned somebody at the gym. Like, I've had people at the gym starting to say that, like,
about your face.
Like, yeah. Like, I see your jaw and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, great. That's
Adam
great.
Still
look
has
at
a
my
fat.
Abs.
Adam still
dude.
Has a fat. Yeah. Adam's at 6%.
Yeah, no, I'm like at 5% right now, and I got still a fat face, dude. I still got some body fat. News. I'm telling you right now, I'm 5-6% body fat. Three of it's right here.
In your face,
right here, in my
bro,
cheeks.
I'm gonna start this.
Bullshit.
I'm gonna start this.
I can
trend
pinch your
now.
Cheeks, and you can pinch my love handle.
We're gonna start this trend. No one's gonna say fat ass anymore. We're gonna say fat face. Hey, fat face. hey, fucking fat face. That's a new trend.
Hey, squirrel. Huh? What you got in there?
What you got in your cheeks, Adam? we just had a holiday, bro.
Yeah. Oh, good point.
Easter. Good point. How did you do with that?
Yeah, I
want to
hear about that.
Because Easter is fucking. It's like diabetes everywhere. How do you deal with that?
Why do we do this to all the holidays? Right.
And
then you're a Nazi if you don't give your kids like any candy and all that kind of stuff. So, it was another one of those things. Like, okay, here we go. Let me battle this out. I was at my parents for the majority of the weekend. My brother came down and everything. And so it was like, okay, this meal, let's see what I can eat out of this meal.
Yeah.
Waffles this morning, not having them. I'm drinking my coffee. Thank you very much. Oh. And then just eating some ham and veggies while everybody's macking on the whatever rolls with like frosting orange stuff on it, and the chocolate what for dessert. And
can I tell you the house I was at,
like,
had
stop it
deep fried chicken and macaroni and cheese.
Oh snap,
that was the main dish with green beans and bacon wrapped around it.
Oh wow. I love it when people do that.
I'll just eat all the green beans.
People are like,
bacon.
Like, how can we take this low calorie food and make it high calorie?
How
I know.
Can we pretty much defeat
let's
the add, whole purpose yeah, of it actually
add bacon.
Yeah,
I know,
that is the most
jello is like the vegetable with like marshmallows on it.
It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. When I see that, when you, and that's, it's common, or you drown it in oil and you like what fried vegetables, things like that.
What,
like,
makes you think that's a,
dude, there's not, there's, but let's be honest, let's really be honest, as far as the value you get out of some green beans as it is, it's very minimal as it is, but
I
you want to,
yeah, green,
you know
beans
what I'm saying, so
that.
Then by dipping it in a bunch of shit like that, it just counters pretty much what
you know what though, nothing is worse than sugar. I'll say that, right? I'll say
that's true.
I can, if I overeat, if I overeat protein or I overeat fat,
no,
it doesn't
true.
Make that big
very
of a difference.
Very true, very true.
Even it's, if I eat a lot of carbs that are like decent carbs, right? Yeah. Like from like, rice or something like that. But if I eat sugar, I'm fucked. And you know what I know? You know where you notice a big time? And for those listeners who are parents, when your kids eat sugar, because you don't mess, as an adult, you can kind of control, how much of an asshole you become after you eat sugar.
Exactly.
But your kids can't. So, like, my kids will have their Easter candy, 8 a.m.
for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because the Easter bunny left it there.
Yeah, and I know.
Let's have a really fun day, parents.
And I look at my wife, and I'm like, they're going to be assholes in about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Our kids are going to be shits.
Somebody's going to bed early tonight.
Oh, dude. Sure enough, my daughter cries. She'll cry for everything. Just run around. My son's
just
like, it's
real whiny.
And I'm like, God, I just gave them like crack.
It's totally,
I might as well be like, kids, here's some crack, just do some crack real quick.
It's absolutely what
it's
it
the same thing.
Well, it's not found in nature.
No,
sugar is not found. That's what's so crazy. It's always paired to some kind of a fiber, or vitamins, or
and it's rare. It's actually rare in nature.
It's very rare. Like,
walk around the woods and find some,
how much sugarcane you would have to eat to be able to get a concentrated spoonful of sugar.
What did I see? I just saw it on a TED Talk.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
I don't know. I was hoping you know.
Oh, I do know. I do know.
But it's a lot.
No, the equivalent amount, let's say a Coke, right?
Yeah.
If you were to actually eat real raw sugar cane or like that, you would have to eat 8 feet of sugar cane.
8 feet. There you
eight
go.
Feet
there
of
you go,
sugar
everybody.
Cane to equate to one fucking soda, dude.
Yeah.
One soda. Mm. You know, that's just crazy what you, and you talked about this before in an episode about how we've just, God, what was the term you used?
We standardize something like one ingredient from nature and concentrate.
Yeah, they concentrate. We just concentrate the shit out of it, and then you put like, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, back in the days, you would never be able to. You couldn't even physically eat 8 feet.
It's
of
because
sugar
of what it does to your taste buds. I mean, oh my God, the concentrated form of sugar is like, boom, instant pleasure.
Well, so this is what I did. So yesterday we had Easter at my house, and it was, it was a modest size Italian party. So we had about 50 people at my house, and I grilled up a bunch of lamb meat, and we had pasta. We had a bunch of just a whole bunch of food. And so I said to myself, I'm not going to touch sugar because that shit is addicting. Of course, I had, towards the end of the evening, I'm like, what? I'm going to have one. My aunt made like these little frosting type cookies, and they're literally the size of like a silver dollar. They're not even that big. And I ate one of them. The rest of the night,
all you thought about was that,
bro. The rest of the night, I was fighting myself.
Yeah. I did the same thing with a jelly bean. I had one jelly bean, and then all night long, I'm like, "Lord, what jelly?" I told my girl, "I'm like, get me out of here. We have to leave. We have to leave right now." Wow. And like,
because it's so
like,
easy to just. And oh she's my telling God, me, "She's like, have some self control." Right, you know,
like, I'm like, it's too late. Like, yeah. Oh man! Isn't that amazing though? How that happens? It kicks that up, and then all of a sudden.
That's why we talked about this on our IIFYM thing because it think about like what that's doing like physiologically to you, like,
bro. They've done brain scans, and the scans, the brain activity after you eat sugar almost matches identically to what happens to your brain when you do drugs.
Yeah. No, I absolutely
like you get that same
it.
Reward, you know, flashing in the brain that makes you, you know, the dopamine release that drives you to have more. That's why you want more jelly beans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the withdrawals, right? I mean, like for people that get to a point where they're so.
I want jelly beans right now because of yesterday.
Fuck. Yeah. It's just all bad. Anyway, sugar. If you can just like focus on one thing to like totally not. Eat.
Yeah, sugar and alcohol.
That would be great. Yep. Yeah.
Well, we should tell the listeners they can get the programs mindpumpradio.com, and I think that's pretty much. I think we should finish on this one. I have this very. It just came to me now. This quote, or not? It's not a quote. It's actually going to be my quote. Fuck jelly beans.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.